Into the Vortex. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Just so you know, I was part of the computer revolution as an early adopter, always with the newest stuff. I was even part of the original CNET launch team. But I had also ended up with a collection full of outdated gadgets. So for a long time, I resisted buying even a cell phone. And when I did, I got a basic flip phone, which was better at cracking nuts than conducting phone conversations. But I was determined to resist a smartphone. And then finally, I was told, look, there are times we have to get in touch with you. There are messages we have to send you, news you must be able to read no matter where you are. And so I reluctantly said, all right, set it up, put it in my hand, I'll take it. And they did. And now I have an iPhone 5. And now I realize why I hated the idea. Because I'm now carrying this thing everywhere to read the newspaper, listen to the radio, to take notes. I use the maps, the bus tracker, the camera. I've used it as a flashlight. I have the piano app. Sometimes I turn it on hoping it'll just up and suggest new things for me to do with it. It's become chewing gum for the fingers. But at least I have resolved that to hang on to that last shred of human dignity, I will not use it in public places. I will not be one of those who sits in the restaurant, not paying attention to the person with them, but instead looking down at their hand. I will not use it in movie theaters or dictate commentaries in the bathroom.
Dad, what? Are you playing with that phone again?
No, I was just looking for something.
Don't forget to flush.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.